China says coal-fired plants in six main districts in Beijing will be phased out by 2020. The announcement by the city's Municipal Environmental Protection Bureau is aimed at improving its dismal air quality. The state-run Xinhua News Agency says coal use in the capital was about 25% of energy use in 2012. That's expected to decline to less than 10% by 2017. Dalla Young is a political science professor at the University of Chicago's Beijing office. He tells Daybreak Asia's Victor Beatty this is a strong reaction to what is being described as the airpocalypse that took over the city in 2013.
The Chinese government has been driving in emergency mode for the past year, and the city is adopting possibly all the measures that it could actually to try to deal with the issue. But this is very much a regional reaction because China largely depends on coal for power generation still, and of course, to the extent that those power plants are being taken down in Beijing, one has to assess what is going to be the replacement. Is it going to be from gas-fired power plants, or is it going to be power being transmitted from elsewhere? That also depends on coal. So I think actually we really need to assess at a later time.
Will this be something that's done suddenly in the year 2020, or will it be a gradual phased-in process?
There is actually a gradual process because power plants have been upgrading in recent years in China. A lot of the work has been done in recent years to remove the sulfur content, the sulfur dioxide in particular, by power plants. But those are expensive processes. A lot of expensive equipment has to be installed and so on. And, of course, even then, if you do have coal-fired plants, they do produce emissions and so on. So this is why the city of Beijing is taking a very drastic action, in addition to various other actions that it already has been taking.
It's also restricted some auto traffic.
That's actually happened even before the Olympics, and much of that actually were put in place after the Olympics as well, were continued. At the same time, the city now essentially auctions off new license plates for automobiles as well. The challenge, however, is that in the process, that itself actually accelerated some consumer demand, in fact. The current regime is much more strict because essentially the number of new cars that are being put on the road is being really limited at this point.
Is it too early to say that there's been a change in the air quality in Beijing?
Actually, the air today in Beijing is quite nice, partly because Beijing actually is going to be hosting the APEC leaders meeting. So the city has been gearing up for this, and we actually saw a very bright day, very nice sunshine a little earlier today. But over time, already we have seen some improvement over last year. There were some truly bad, atrocious days, let's put it this way, the crazy bad days last year. For example, in late June and so on. This year, there has been some visible improvement over last year. But, of course, the average remains bad by American standards. The city has a long way to go. The city of Beijing is pretty much actually located within another province called Hebei. Hebei has massive numbers of steel plants, chemicals, processes, and also pharmaceutical companies and so on. A lot of work is also being done there, but it's not going to be fast enough.
Young says the government is responding to public sentiment, which is running high, on improving the environment. He says the government recognizes that retaining its legitimacy requires strong action. Young says economic growth is no longer enough for the Chinese people. Quality of life issues are very high in the public consciousness, and not just for personal reasons, but for the sake of their children. And he says city officials elsewhere in the country are reacting to the same public demand for a cleaner, healthier environment. You can hear more on our China Focus program. It airs later tonight.